News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But first, across the weekend in Dublin and Cork, Aer Lingus pilots have been balloted on industrial action. We're going to find out what you need to do if they do strike and what it could mean for your holiday plans. But the problem is, Ciara, it's having a very real impact on people's plans right now. And the question is, who is thinking about the passengers in the row between the pilots and the airline?
I would suggest no one. Aer Lingus has asked for 15 days' notice, which means that they can get out of paying compensation to those self-same passengers who will be affected. And bear in mind how most people book their holidays now. They go online, they book a flight, and then they go online somewhere else and they book accommodation. That accommodation, if it's non-refundable and you lose your flight, you lose that money and there will be no compensation paid. All you'll do is get refunded the price of the flights itself. But it does strike me, and I don't know, because there's been all kinds of texts coming in. I said earlier, because, and I'd tell you why I said it, because we had Aer Lingus on this show last Thursday, and they told us here on air that senior pilots in Aer Lingus are earning in excess of £300,000 per year. They're looking for 24%. They're saying that some of these people will be getting a pay rise of £50,000 is what they're looking for, which is, you know, more than the average industrial wage, Jonathan, which is absolutely outrageous. And I said on air, and I do believe this, if these are the correct figures, and if they're not the correct figures, I'd like to know otherwise, because I dislike very much being told the wrong figures by Aer Lingus or anybody else. But I said that these people, these pilots, are being paid like they work for Google, but they're acting like they're Jim Larkin. Do you know what I mean? So we have all the socialism we have to strike, but we're being paid through the nose, more than the Taoiseach, more than hospital consultants. So I don't know the truth of exactly what pilots are earning. All I know is what's being said to us by people involved in this dispute.
But they're going to be entrenched anyway. So whatever you're going to hear from both sides is very much their side of the story. And the point is, in the middle, there has to be common ground. You cannot go to the Labour Court and then decide, actually, no, Labour Court, we don't like what you said and we're going to strike anyway.
And bear that's in mind what's happened the in Labour this scenario. Court awarded the pilots 9%. They are looking for almost 24%, and that's why they have balloted for this industrial action.
It's well short of what they expected, but we have machinery of the state for a reason. The Labour Court made an adjudication, and the IALPA pilots, well, at least the executive, to be supported today through the vote, say, no, that's not good enough. But what's happening right now, Ciara, is there's people in their car who have saved for a holiday for months and months and months. They've kids at home maybe who are looking forward to going on their holidays. As you say, they've probably paid for the hotel separately, and they are in limbo right now. I spoke to a few of them over the weekend, and there's a very real fear that they're not going to be going anywhere. In fact, it's almost a reality now that they're not going to be going anywhere, because I'd imagine if the strike is called, IAG, who are the international boss of Aer Lingus, are going to say, fine, carry on, carry out your strike, see how much public sympathy
you have. Well, Ryanair, I think, have said to them, hold your nerve to IAG. You're absolutely right. Not only are they not going to be going on holidays, but very possibly they're going to be losing, without any recourse, the price of the accommodation that they will have paid. But look, let us know this morning what you think about all of that, and if you are caught up with it one way or the other as someone who's going on holidays, as a pilot, as Aer Lingus. We'd love to know from you, but Jonathan is quite right. People very worried about this morning. So to possibly alleviate their fears, or perhaps not, I'm joined now by Claire Dunn, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Claire, firstly, when do you think it is likely that we know what's going to happen here in terms of whether or not there will be a strike?
Good morning, Ciara. How are you? Unfortunately, that is part of the problem. We don't know. We expect the result of the ballot later today. We don't expect any change in the result of the ballot. So we would expect that everything will be as it was. No strike has actually been announced, as you know, yet. And we don't know the form of any industrial action that they're going to take. It could be an all-out strike. It could be a day here, a day there. It could be a work to rule. So we don't know yet. And that's, of course, adding to the stress and the worry of people, as you say, who have booked their holidays months, in some cases up to a year ago, and they're sitting there today looking, wondering, are they going to go on their holidays?
And Claire, what rights do people have? Most particularly, because we know that Aer Lingus has asked for 15 days notice. So if a strike is declared 15 days away from now, and so flights are now being cancelled, if that is to happen, what rights do people have who are caught up in that?
Unfortunately, if Aer Lingus do manage to give them more than 2 weeks' notice of cancellation, they're not entitled to compensation. Now, they will be entitled, obviously, to a refund or a rerouting, but they wouldn't be entitled to compensation for that. Now, some travel insurance policies do have travel disruption cover and cover for industrial action.
Okay.
So we would advise people to have a look at their travel insurance and see have they got those covers in place. Unfortunately, if they're booking now, they may not be able to put cover in place now because this strike is already in the offing.
Okay, so if you were taking out travel insurance now, for example, and people don't always take out travel insurance at the time of booking, they sometimes do it just before they travel.
Yeah,
so if they're taking
we would
it out,
always advise people to do it at the time of booking for that very, very reason, because you just don't know what's going to happen.
So insurers, I'm sure, are looking at this going, I'm not giving you strike insurance at this point when there's about to be a strike.
Yeah, so if you are taking it out now, just check with the insurer to make sure that if they are including it or not. Now, there is other consumer protection in place. The best place to have a look at that is the Irish Aviation Authority website, which is iaa.ie. And they have a very good consumer rights section on that. And that will go through exactly what that EU legislation covers. So if your flight is cancelled less than 7 days, between 7 days and 2 weeks, and then over 2 weeks, exactly what the protections are. And it also depends on what options you choose. So the airlines have to give you an option of a rerouting at the closest possible time, or rerouting at a later date, or a full refund. So depending on which option you choose and how much notice you've got, that will determine whether or not compensation is due to you.
Suppose, and I think a lot of people do book things themselves. They book flights, they book accommodation, and that accommodation may well be lost to them if they've booked a non-refundable form of accommodation and they don't turn up. The accommodation people have no obligation to give them that money back. But supposing you're in that position, you've booked your holiday home or your hotel or whatever it is, and you're going to lose that money, so you want the rerouting. How does rerouting work, Claire? Particularly if there's a shortage of flights out there, if lots and lots of flights have been cancelled.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be easy. That's no doubt about that. If you have booked with an ITA travel agent, then they will do all that for you.
Okay.
And there is other EU protection in place, the Package Travel Directive, that if you've booked with a travel agent, they will look after all of that for you. But back to the other area, if you haven't done that, then Aer Lingus have some contingency plans in place. They have arranged some wet lease aircraft, which means that they'll hire in aircraft fully crewed, and they will also have arrangements with their partner airlines. Unfortunately, though, as we know, it's the busiest time of the year, and they can't fully put those plans in place until they know exactly when the industrial action is going to happen.
Are you saying, Claire, and maybe I'm misunderstanding, that Aer Lingus are going to break the picket line, as it were, metaphorically, as in they're going to hire in crewed aircraft.
They will operate.
Okay,
operate,
even though the Aer Lingus crews might be on strike, the Aer Lingus might still be actually flying in the air.
They might still be able to operate some of the flights. Now, some of the flights.
That will go down like a lead balloon with Aer Lingus staff.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And they will also make arrangements with partner airlines. I mean, they are, as you know, part of IAG, so they will have arrangements with BA and American Airlines and Iberia. And they probably will have arrangements with other partner airlines as well, to take up space on those aircraft if they can. But however, they can't do that until they know the dates involved.
So from what I'm hearing, we don't know much at the moment. We don't know when this will exactly play out, and we don't know exactly how this will play out either. And all people can do is check out their own rights, and maybe now in advance, look at their insurance if they have it in place already, and then kind of hope for the best. It's an awful lot of stress for people on what is, for most families, the biggest outlay they have of the year.
It's a huge stress, and that's why we're calling on Aer Lingus and the IALPA and the pilots to get together. As we know, disputes are always resolved, and we're asking them to resolve it sooner rather than later. Get together, get back together. As we know, they're not in talks at the moment. Get back together and resolve it, because, you know, the travelling public, and it's not just holidaymakers that are being disrupted now. You know, it's business travellers who travel every day. They're vital to the economy of the country. And then there's a lot of incoming people. I mean, Aer Lingus is a huge airline for people traveling.
So the knock-on effects on tourism here is huge, but also people travel for all kinds of sad reasons as well, to see sick relatives.
Absolutely.
There is such a thing as essential travel. Look, Thank you, Claire. I know you haven't exactly reassured people, but you've, I suppose, equipped them about what they need to do. Look at your insurance, look at your rights, and I suppose watch this space. Thank you very much for joining us, though, this morning. That is Claire Dunn, their CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.